The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello, lady.
Nine, seven, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
All right, so we're doing this 15-minute morning show without half the morning show?
We had them, and then they said they had a meeting and left.
I mean, talk about spontaneous. I mean, like 10 seconds ago, they were sitting here.
They were ready to go. They're like, all right, here we go.
All right, here we go, guys. And then they just exited stage left.
We got to go.
That's because their meeting came.
Yeah. So, what y'all want to talk about?
Just the 15-second morning show.
Listen, I'm down with that. I have stuff I have to do today, too.
I know.
Really? Topic? Anyone have a topic? Anyone?
I mean, I do have a topic, actually. Ellis was going to do it on the big show, but might as well do it here.
Why not?
You guys are my friends. And this happened a while ago. I mean, it happened recently with a client, but then it reminded me of a time that it happened years ago when I broke up with somebody and I felt bad. So I basically paid for a down payment on her car. Jazz, we were breaking up.
What?
Elvis called it, what is it called? A relationship severance. Which is that a thing? Because basically, if you ever were close to a breakup, and I know you guys are not, but maybe you were one time in your life, have you ever felt bad that you were about to do a breakup with somebody, so you wanted to do something, either a really good deed or pay for something?
I did that.
See?
I didn't pay for his down payment, but... When I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, we lived together, and I just let him take every single thing that was in the apartment. All the furniture, the TVs, like everything, and I started all over again just because I thought, one, I want new stuff, and two, then I don't feel so bad. I still felt bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
See, it softened the blow of the fact that we were going to break up.
Do you think it did, just though?
I don't know. Well, no, it didn't.
It was a band-aid.
She cried like hell. I will say, though, I felt better about it. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel so bad because I dropped, some
it was
money
just a down payment.
It was a down payment on a lease for a car.
Got it.
And it was several years ago. And at the time, I knew it was coming to an end. But even though I knew it was coming to an end, I'm like, I want to do this nice thing. I want a nice gesture. I want to go out on a high where she thinks I'm a good person.
I mean,
like a tip of the hat before the relationship ends.
Yeah. And more recent, this came to mind because more recently, a client that I'd been with for a long time was going in another direction. So the client said, okay, thank you, we parted ways. And then all of a sudden I got a note in the mail, a handwritten note. It's been awesome working with you all these years. We love you. We cherish you. Here's a $500 gift card.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? So I said, wait a second, this is like a breakup. I'm like, they're breaking up with me, and they're
and they don't
money
feel
in
bad.
My hands to make me, to soften the blow, to make it feel good. So I feel like it was kind of a similar, there's an analogy there. I don't know. But has that ever happened?
I'd happily accept it.
Yeah, and I did. And you may be benefiting, all of you may be benefiting from it very soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it off the
podcast. Must be food.
Must be.
Yes.
Nice.
Had How'd you know that, Scotty? Anyway, so yeah, so I just didn't know if you guys wanted to expand on that topic. I don't know.
I've never been broken up with, so I don't know.
What?
You've never been broken up with?
No.
I don't know if I really have.
I haven't been broken up with.
No, that's not true. I have been.
You have been?
As I choke on a blueberry, yes.
Who would be so stupid as to break up with you?
Stupid people everywhere.
I love you very much, but I'll give you a couple of phone numbers.
Wow.
You're very kind.
You know what's funny? I couldn't see you with anybody. Like, I know you've been with Sheldon forever, yeah. But like, I couldn't imagine you being with, like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I've been with some, you know. Before Sheldon, it was my other longest relationship. And that was a couple years before Sheldon, and that everybody here knew him.
We knew him, yeah.
You knew him. It was a very interesting relationship.
I thought you lost your virginity to Sheldon.
Wow, what?
Hello?
Why do you have to make it so weird?
My mother might listen to this podcast.
She knows you have kids.
Why are you thinking about
I think about this stuff all the time. We think about this. I think about this with all
my coworkers. I'll be honest, I have only been with two people.
Oh, wow.
One other guy and Sheldon.
Oh, wow.
Like in all the way.
Oh, right. How about that?
Home run. All the way.
Let's make it more awkward for your mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Your kids might watch this.
Yes. Spencer's going to watch this.
He knows how we got here. He knows.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, but edit all of this out.
I know.
Are you editing this? No, I don't think so.
There have only been a couple of times, I think, that we really edited the 15-minute
morning
show.
Yeah, most of them were because of me.
Yeah. There were a couple of times we stopped and said, let's start over.
Yeah.
Because it was so bad. It was just so... And most of the time, it's Scotty.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to fast forward to Danielle and her mom having a conversation. How come you just didn't do that for this podcast?
Oh, my gosh, please.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm sorry.
She'll get the call going... Roseanne, did you hear what your daughter said today on the podcast? And my mother will say, I don't even know how to watch the podcast. That's what she'll say. So we should be good.
Awesome.
All right. So?
That went well. Scotty, how many minutes?
5.5.
We've been talking for only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it?
Oh, I thought you said we had 5.5 left. I was like, oh, that's pretty good.
Right. Well, congratulations to Danielle. You sold out your comedy event.
Yes. It's so exciting. Thank you. I cannot wait.
People were asking, though. Even though they can't come to the event at this point, they still want to donate money.
Oh, 100%.
So how do you do that?
If you go to happyjackworld.com, let me just double check because I don't want to send you to the wrong place. Half the time I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Be careful of how you spell things.
It's happyjacksworld.com. You can go there and you can donate money. So definitely, that would be
awesome.
You can
also get those super cool sweatshirts
that you're wearing. Yes, and actually this sweatshirt is available. Here, let me show you.
I have it in a hoodie.
Thank you. This is my collection. It's lovely. You can get lots of those. And the proceeds go to help mental health programs. So all the money goes back. We don't keep any of it. All goes back. So
nope.
These are very comfortable.
Zoom in on her tabs. What tabs does she have open?
Nothing.
She's shopping.
Nothing. As soon as the show's over, I close it all.
You guys look at questionable material at work. I make sure I don't open any tabs.
What do you mean? No. I do it all when I'm at work. That's how you get immunity when they come to go through your computer. It was show prep. Hello.
Oh, wow.
Scary. Get with it, man.
I'm sorry. I just don't. I really don't.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to share anything or drop a nugget?
Ugh.
Well, you know what I was thinking for next year, though, Danielle, with your comedy show, already planning?
Uh-huh.
We need to do some type of bet throughout the year, and whoever loses the bet has to do like a good 2 minutes at your comedy show.
Okay.
Are you going to be opening? Are you going to be doing a...
I will be introing and outroing, but Guma Johnny will be your host.
Okay, because I really feel it puts a lot of pressure on anyone who gets up and does anything at a comedy show, because they expect the person on stage to be funny immediately. That's why I've never accepted any gig where...
That's why I think we should do this bet for next year.
An intro to a night. They wanted me to intro a night at Caroline's once. I'm like, no, the audience is going to expect me to be funny. That is the one thing I turned down in my career.
I did once perform at Caroline's, a show that we did there, and I did a couple of jokes. People laughed. They were interesting jokes. They were kind of funny.
Do you remember them?
But one of them was about, like, it was right when all those drugs started to come out, you know, that would help certain things that were wrong with you.
Like Viagra?
But the side effects were, like...
Side effects may include...
Anal leakage.
You have itchy skin, but the side effects are leaky anus.
Yeah.
You know, your boob falls off. Your hair falls out. And I would go, you know what? I'm going to keep my itchy skin. I think I'm much better with my itchy skin than a leaky anus.
I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know.
But that was the joke.
That was the joke.
That was the joke.
You're supposed to laugh at that point.
No. I understand that was the joke. But,
I think that's a good kickoff one.
Scotty's the guy in the audience. Doing it at Gotham.
Objection. I actually think that
I found
that
a hole
really
in this joke, and I just want to clarify.
I kind of think that getting wood is more important than, you know, a rash.
Oh, my gosh.
So you would sacrifice one for the other?
I think so. It depends on how bad the other thing was.
So you know what we all figured out recently?
Yeah.
Because of all like the Ozempic craze, and we know so many people who are doing it, and then it gives you that Ozempic face. We were all talking about what's more important to you, your face or your body.
Oh, got my face.
And everyone picked face.
Yeah.
That's important. Impressive.
So wait, is that what happens when you take these drugs? I mean, I don't know. I don't think it
happens to everyone, but a lot of people get some, like, you start to look old.
You got to remember, everybody's different. Everyone's makeup is different.
Right. It's not all the same.
It's gonna. What happens to you may not happen to me, may not happen to Gary, may not happen to Connie, but some people are getting Ozempic skin. Some people are getting a lot of other issues and a lot of, yes.
And some people are losing weight.
Yeah, shit yourself special.
Yeah, everybody seems to be losing weight on it, but would you sacrifice your face for a perfect body?
And a clean pair of pants? Neither.
Yeah. So if you could lose a lot of weight on this, but you're going to be shitting your pants every day, would you do it?
Do I have like a chance to run to the bathroom, or just it's just instant?
You never know.
You just gotta play it. You gotta play your hand.
No shot.
But I think there are plenty of people that would prefer to shit their pants and be skinny.
Yeah. But literally, no shot. Because I ain't gonna take any of that stuff. I don't want that. I'd rather do it the natural way.
What? Everyone heard that.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Okay. All right.
You said you were not doing it this year.
Doing what? Making fun of Skeery?
Yes.
I love Skeery.
He's been a lot better. Scotty has been a hell of a lot better.
Does he make fun of me behind my back?
No, in front of your back.
Face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All the time.
Right now it's behind your back because he's sitting behind you.
That's true. Okay. No, I'm just wondering. All right.
No.
It's never behind your back.
There definitely is a change, Scotty. He's less like, you know, sarcastic when you ask him something or joke-wise, you know.
I'm trying. All right. I'm trying really hard.
I notice. Hey, you know what? I notice you.
Thank you, Garrett.
It's all good. All right. I'm good for today.
How many minutes now, Scotty?
10.
Awesome. Wow, that's good, right?
Well, let's all go take Ozempic.
Two-thirds through. I think 66% is great. Is that passing?
Isn't that the commercial?
It is. Yeah.
You know, my father-in-law is on it. Because he's been trying to lose weight since my wedding 10 years ago.
Oh.
He took the first, because it comes in like a pen, like a very insulin pen, which I used to use because I'm a diabetic. But he did the entire pen. And we're like, you need to go to the emergency room. You're
why,
gonna
how much are you supposed to do?
Like only like a unit.
Oh, why did I
a unit or two. He did the entire pen.
Oh.
Problem was.
You got cream on your chin.
Little cream on your chin. Problem is, he didn't put the needle in. There was no needle.
So he wasted it?
So he clicked the whole pen.
Oh. So he wasted it.
Well, no, nothing came out because the needle wasn't fully in. So we're like, you saved yourself from killing yourself.
Seriously?
Pretty much.
Seriously. Oh, my god.
Because he didn't know. There we go.
All right. That's it.
That's my Ozempic story for the day.
And you know what? You have diabetes, right. So technically
I've been on this trend for years.
Ozempic could be you should take that, or you could take that.
Well,
it's not for type 1 though, right?
It could be for anybody, really. It doesn't matter, but I don't need to be on two different insulins too. No. And are you saying I'm fat? Or?
No, I'm just saying that. There we go. I got more yogurt on my face.
More yogurt. We'll leave it right there.
Let's call the title of this episode Yogurt on My Face.
All right. I guess that's it. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye. Oh, no, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.
No, we won't.
What?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday.
Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.